From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Belt-tightening measures announced by the Verbrugge government in Antigua. Jamaica assesses the future of its bauxite trade with the Soviet Union, and the People's National Congress of Guyana clashes with the Washington-based National Democratic Institute over the monitoring of upcoming elections there. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As we reported yesterday, the Antigua government has announced a series of belt-tightening measures designed to steer the country's flagging economy to recovery. The measures include a freeze on government employment and capital expenditure, overseas travel for government officials will be drastically cut back, and there's also to be a cut in wages for public servants. At a press conference, Finance Minister Mulwyn Joseph explained that the measures were necessary and disclosed that they have the endorsement of the IMF.
Well, the IMF team that was here did not come to make recommendations. They came and they discussed. I think it was more fact-finding mission of the IMF. And usually you have this preceding the official visit of the IMF team, which is, I think, takes place in January or February. I had a meeting with them. I outlined to them what measures the government have taken and the measures that will be taken in the near future. And they seem to fall right in line with what they consider to be the appropriate measures at this time.